I would say hold on, because the longer you go without acting on an urge, the easier that it will be for you. And the more resilient, the more strong that you'll become, and you'll be able to show that light to so many people. It's a very, very serious thing to want to take your own life, to consider taking your own life and taking your own life. And it's not something that should be thought about lightly. And if I could tell anybody that's thinking about taking their own life, is to reach out to people. Don't hold it inside, don't isolate. Reach out to people, whether it's close friends, family. If you feel like you don't have anybody, look within yourself and try to find that resilience that will ultimately get you through whatever it is you're going through. Every single person on this planet is worth life.
Demi Lovato is honest to a fault. She's open about her struggles with bulimia, bipolar disorder, alcoholism, and drug addictions. She's also open about her views on everything from mental health to feminism to politics. So, what has she been up to these days? Today I'm going to be discussing Demi's history and where she is now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. Born and raised in Dallas, Texas, she began playing piano at age 7 and guitar at 10. Where she began dancing and acting classes. In 2002, she began acting on the children's television series Barney and Friends, portraying the role as Angela, as well as Selena Gomez was on the show. She appeared on Prison Break in 2006 and on Just Jordan the following year. She later recalled in an interview on the Ellen DeGeneres show that due to her acting career, she was bullied and requested homeschooling, though she eventually received her high school diploma. From 2007 to 2008, she played Charlotte Adams on Disney Channel's short series As the Bell Rings. Lovato auditioned for the channel's television film Camp Rock and the series Sunny with a Chance, which she both got the roles of the lead characters, Mitchie and Sunny Monroe. In Camp Rock, the film premiered on June 20th of 2008 to 8.9 million viewers. Gillian Flynn of Entertainment Weekly wrote that Lovato's acting skills were underwhelming and that she has the knee-jerk smile of someone who is often told that she has a great smile. The film's soundtrack was released 3 days earlier. However, the music was considered less current than of High School Musical. It debuted at number 3 on the US Billboard 200 with 188,000 units sold in its first week of release. Lovato sang 4 songs on the soundtrack, including Re-Rock and This Is Me. The latter, Lovato's debut single, debuted at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 and later peaked at number 9, making her first entry on the chart. That summer, she signed with Hollywood Records and began her Demi Live warm-up tour before the release of her debut studio album, and appeared on the Jonas Brothers' Burn It Up tour. Don't Forget was released on September 23rd, 2008, and was met with generally positive reviews from critics. Michael Slezak of Entertainment Weekly says, Demi Lovato might satisfy her tween fans, but she won't be winning any rockers over with Don't Forget. The album debuted at number 2 in the US with first week sales of 89,000 copies. 10 of his songs were co-written with the Jonas Brothers. Don't Forget was certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America for US sales over 500,000 copies. His lead single Get Back was praised for its pop rock style and peaked at number 43 on the Billboard Hot 100, also selling over 560,000 copies in the United States. The second single, La La Land, was cited for its strong rock elements and peaked at number 52 in the US and cracked the top 40 in Ireland and the UK. The music video for the song was directed by Brandon Malloy and Tim Wheeler. The third single, Don't Forget, peaked number 41 in the US. Sunny with a Chance premiered on February 8th. Lovato's acting ability was described by Robert Lloyd of the Los Angeles Times as very good, and he compared her favorably to Hannah Montana star Miley Cyrus. That June, she starred alongside Selena in the Disney Channel film Princess Protection Program, in which she played Rosie Gonzalez / Princess Rosalinda. The film was the fourth highest rated Disney Channel original movie, premiering to 8.5 million viewers. For the film, Gomez and Lovato recorded One and the Same, which was released as a promotional single. She released Here We Go Again on July 21st, 2009, and described its acoustic style as similar to that of John Mayer. The album received favorable reviews from critics who appreciate its enjoyable pop rock elements, echoing reviews of Don't Forget. It was her first number one album, debuting at top of the Billboard 200 with first week sales of 108,000 copies and was certified gold. Here We Go Again debuted at number 59 on the Billboard Hot 100, which was the lead single and title track, and managed to peak at number 15, becoming the highest charted solo single to that point. It also peaked at number 68 on the Canadian Hot 100 and number 38 in New Zealand. It was certified platinum in the US. The second and final single off Here We Go Again was Remember December, failed to match the success of its predecessor, peaking at number 8 on the UK singles chart. She made her first 46 national concert tour, Live in Concert, in support of Here We Go Again. The tour ran from June 21st to August 21st, 2009, had David Archuleta, KSM, and Jordan Pruitt as the opening acts. Lovato and Archuleta received the Choice Music Tour Award at the 2019 Choice Awards. Debbie was featured alongside the Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus, and Selena Gomez on the song Send It On, which was a charity single and the theme song for Disney's Friends for Change. All proceeds from the song were donated to environmental charities supported by Disney Worldwide Conservation Fund. Recorded Gift of a Friend as the soundtrack for the Disney movie Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure, which was released in October 2009. In 2010, Lovato teamed up with Joe Jonas to record Make a Wave as the second charity single for Friends for Change. In May of that year, she guest starred as Haley May, a teenager with schizophrenia, in the sixth season of Grey's Anatomy in the episode Shiny Happy People. Although critics praised her versatility, they were underwhelmed by her acting and felt that her appearance was designed primarily to attract viewers. Later that year, she headlined her first international tour, Demi Lovato Live in Concert, and joined the Jonas Brothers Live in Concert tour as a guest. Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam, with her reprising her role as Michi Torres, premiered on September 3rd of 2010. Critics were ambivalent about the film's plot. It has received a 40% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. However, Lovato's performance was called dependently appealing by Jennifer Armstrong of Entertainment Weekly. The film premiered to 8 million viewers, the number one cable television movie of the year by the number of viewers. A company soundtrack was released on August 10th with Lovato singing 9 songs including Can't Back Down and Wouldn't Change a Thing with Joe Jonas. The soundtrack debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200 with first week sales of 41,000 copies. Jonas Brothers Live in Concert was reworked into incorporating Lovato and the rest of the film's cast. It began on August 7th, 2 weeks later than planned. The Sing with a Chance soundtrack was released on October 5th of that year. She sang on 4 tracks, including Me, Myself, and Time. It debuted at number 163 on the Billboard 200, the lowest selling soundtrack. In November 2010, she announced her departure from Sing with a Chance, putting her acting career on hiatus and ending the series. She later said that she will return to acting when she felt confident doing so. Her departure led to the actual spin-off series So Random with the Sunny cast, but the series was canceled just after one season. Lovato released her third studio album, Unbroken, on September 20th of 2011. Begun in July 2010, the album experimented with R&B and featured less pop rock than her first two albums. Luckily, Unbroken come past more mature themes as opposed to LaValle's previous works, with some songs focusing on her personal struggles. The album and stylistic change received mixed reviews from Chris, who praised LaValle's vocals and saw growth in her musicianship due to songs focusing on her struggles, but criticized the album's party song and found the music to be more generic than her previous efforts. It debuted at number 4 in the US, selling 97,000 copies in its first week of release. It was later certified gold. Skyscraper was released as the third lead single on July 12th and was noted for its message of self-worth and confidence. It debuted at number 10 in the US, selling 176,000 downloads during the first week of release, becoming LaValle's highest first week sales at the time. The song also became LaValle's highest charting single since This Is Me, peaking at number 9 in July 2008 and reached number 2 on the Hot Digital Songs chart. Skyscraper was also gotten an award for Best Video with a Message at the September 2012 MTV Video Music Awards, and it was also certified platinum by the RIAA and silver by the BPI. The second and final single, Give Your Heart a Break, was released January 23, 2012, later peaked on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 16, becoming the fourth highest charting song to the point. It peaked at number 12 on the US Adult Top 40 chart and number 1 on the US Pop Songs chart. It became the longest climb by a female artist to reach number 1 in the Pop Songs chart history until 2009, when Halsey's feature on the Inside broke the record. It was certified triple platinum in the US, and as of October 2014, Give Your Heart a Break has sold 2.1 million digital copies. Billboard has ranked the song as LaValle's best, calling it timeless. It was announced that LaValle became a judge and mentor for the second season of The X Factor US, with a reported salary of $1 million, joining Britney Spears, LA Reid, and Simon Cowell. It was speculated that she was chosen to attract a younger audience, mentoring the young adults category. Her final act, CeCe Frey, finished sixth place. At the Minnesota State Fair in August, LaValle announced that after a pre-show performance at the 2012 VMAs, she will release a single by December. On December 24th, she released a video on her YouTube channel of herself singing Angels Among Us that dedicated to the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. In March, she was confirmed to return as mentor and judge for the third season of The X Factor US, where her salary reportedly doubling. On May 14th of 2013, she released her fourth studio album, Demi. The album features influence of synth pop and bubblegum pop and was met with generally positive reviews from music critics. Although John Carmichael of the New York Times filed LaValle's transition fund, according to Entertainment Weekly, it signified a less mature image. The album debuted at number 3 in the US with first week sales of 110,000 copies, the best-selling debut week of LaValle's discography. It also successful internationally, charting the top 10 in New Zealand, Spain, and the United Kingdom. The album was certified gold in the US. Heart Attack was released on February 25th and debuted at number 12 in the US with first week sales of 215,000 copies, the highest first week sales in the discography. It peaked at number 10, LaValle's third top 10 entry in the US, and was successful in the UK, Australia, and Europe. The second single, Made in the USA, peaked at number 8 in the US. The third and fourth singles, Neon Lights and Really Don't Care, both peaked in the top 40 of the US and number 1 in the country's dance club songs chart. They were also certified platinum in the US as well. LaValle later released the deluxe version of the Demi, which was includes 7 new tracks consisting of 4 live performances and 3 studio recordings. One of these songs included her collaboration with Olly Murs on the song of his 4th studio album, Tie Up. LaValle contributed to Moral Instruments, the City of Bones soundtrack album with Heart by Heart. She released an ebook on June 11th, Demi on iBooks. She planned to appear in at least 6 episodes of the 5th season of Glee, but only appeared in 4. She played Danny, a struggling New York-based artist who befriends Rachel and Santana and interacts with fellow newcomer Adam Lambert's character. She debuted in the season's 2nd episode, which aired on October 3rd, and made her final appearance in March 2014. On November 19th, she released Stay Strong 365 Days a Year, which topped the New York Times bestseller list. She then agreed to write a memoir, which has yet to be released. While on The X Factor, her final act, Rheon Page, finished in 5th place. Demi began her Neon Lights tour on February 9th of 2014 and ended on May 17th. On October 21st, she released her cover Let Go for Disney film Frozen, which was released in theaters on November 27th of 2013. It was described more as radio-friendly and pop compared to the original by Idina Menzel. Her cover appears in the film's credits, and the song was promoted as the single for the film's soundtrack. The song peaked at number 38 on the Billboard Hot 100, spending 20 weeks on the chart. It was certified double platinum by the RIAA. On May 18th, she collaborated with the Vamps on their 4th single, Somebody to You, from their debut album, Meet the Vamps. On May 29th, she announced her 4th concert tour and first world tour, covering 25 cities, the Demi World Tour, and its first North American dates. In November 2014, she opened the UK shows on Enrique Iglesias' Sex and Love Tour, and she also worked with a longtime friend, Nick Jonas, on a song for his subtitled debut album called Avalanche, released November 2014. She was featured on Up, the 2nd single from Olly Murs' studio album, Never Been Bare. She announced her skincare line called Devon by Demi to be available in December 2014. She released a video for her song Nightingale on December 24, 2014. Then, in the summer of 2015, she released Cool for the Summer, and the song was very successful, attracting attention for its by Curry's Dream, and was a commercial success, peaking at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 and being certified double platinum in the U.S. The title track, Confident, was released as the 2nd single and peaked at number 1 on the Hot 100. It was released on September 18, 2015. She released her 5th album, Confident, on October 16, 2015, and received generally positive reviews from music critics. The album debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200 with first week sales of 98,000 copies. During the album's production, Laval commented, "I already started recording for my new album, and I have plans to record during the tour. The sound just evolves into everything that I've been and everything that I want to become." She first stated, "I've never been so sure of myself as an artist when it comes down to confidence, but not only personal things, but exactly what I want my sound to be, and what I know I'm capable of, and this album will give me the opportunity to show people what I can do." In January 2019, the album was certified platinum by the RIAA and sold 1 million copies in the U.S. In May 2015, Laval was in the process of starting an art-centric new record label, Safe House Records, of which she would be the co-founder and co-owner. The label would be a partnership between her, Nick Jones, and her then-manager, Phil McIntyre, and would form part of a new collaborative arrangement deal with record label Island. Confident was released through the new venture deal. This will be Laval's 2nd multi-label venture of her career. She is formerly part of Jones Records, a UMG / Hollywood / Jones Brothers partnership, which is now defunct. October 17, 2015, she performed Cool for the Summer and Confident Melody as well as Stone Cold Melody on Saturday Night Live during the 41st season, was featured on the re-release of Irresistible, the 4th single from Fall Out Boy's 6-3 album, American Beauty / American Psycho. The same month, she signed with major modeling agency Wilhelmina Models don't even know how to pronounce that name. AOA, she signed with them, released the music video for an R&B-infused song, Wait For You, featuring rapper Syra, October 22nd, 2015. On October 26th, she announced that she will be going on tour along with Nick Jonas for the Future Now tour. She was honored with the first ever Rue Burka Award on December 11, 2015 at the 2015 Billboard Women in Music event. On March 21, 2016, Stone Cold was released as the final single from Comforted. On July 1, 2016, she released Body Say to promote her tour. In February 2017, she executive produced a documentary, Beyond Silence, which follows three individuals and their experiences with mental illnesses, including bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, depression, and anxiety. Was featured in Chico's song No Promises, released in March 2017. She collaborated with British rapper Stefflon Don and Jax Jones. The song was named Instruction, released in June 2017. She was included in Time Magazine's annual list of the most influential people in the world. On May 8th, she announced a collaboration with sportswear line Fabletics to support the United Nations initiative Girl Up. In July of that year, she released Sorry Not Sorry as the lead single from her sixth studio album, which was the highest charting song in New Zealand and the United States at number 6, as well as Australia at number 8. It also became her best-selling single in the U.S. with a 5X Platinum certification by the RIAA. Tell Me You Love Me was released on September 29th and debuted at number 3 on the U.S. Billboard 200 with first-week sales of 78,000 copies. It received positive reviews from music critics and became the first album to be certified platinum in the U.S. On October 17th, she released Demi Lovato's Simply Complicated on YouTube, a documentary focusing on her life, career, and personal struggles. It was nominated for Best Music Documentary at the Movie and TV Awards on MTV back in 2018. In October, she announced the tour dates for the North American leg of her Tell Me You Love Me tour with DJ Khaled and Kalani. She confirmed European and South American legs of her tour in the following months, and the tour commenced in February 2018. She collaborated with Puerto Rican singer Luis Fonsi on Echeme La Copa. Lovato performed at the March for Our Lives anti-gun violence rally in Washington, D.C. on March 24, 2018. In May, she collaborated with Christina Aguilera, releasing a single from her album Liberation titled Fall in Line. And she also collaborated with Clean Bandit on Solo. The latter became her first number one song in the United Kingdom. On June 21st, she released Sober, which referred to as My Truth and discusses struggles with addiction or sobriety. And she has suffered by bipolar disorder, anorexia nervosa, self-harm, and being bullied before she went to rehab at the age of 18. On October 1st of 2010, she withdrew from the Jonas Brothers Live in Concert tour, entering a treatment facility for physical and emotional issues, it was reported. She decided to enter treatment after punching her female dancer, Alex Welch. Her management and family convinced her she needed help. Lovato said she took 100% full responsibility for the incident. On January 28, 2011, she completed inpatient treatment at Timberline Knowles and returned home. She acknowledged she had bulimia, had cut herself, and had been self-medicated with drugs and alcohol, like a lot of teens do to numb their pain. She had a nervous breakdown and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder during her treatment. Later, she said she had used cocaine several times a day and smuggled cocaine onto airplanes. In April 2011, she became a contributor for 17 magazine, writing an article that described her struggles. In March 2012, they aired a documentary, Demi Lovato Stay Strong, about her rehab and recovery. She began work on her fourth studio album the following month, In January 2013, LaVon had been living in a sober living facility in Los Angeles for over a year because she felt it was the best way to avoid returning to her addictions and eating disorder. She celebrated her 6-year anniversary of her sobriety on March 15, 2018. In her 2017 YouTube documentary, LaVon revealed publicly that her treatment at Timberline Knowles was not entirely successful, stating that she still struggled with alcoholism and a cocaine addiction in the year following her stint in the treatment center, and further revealing that she was in fact under the influence of cocaine while being interviewed by her sobriety for Demi Lovato Stay Strong. She said, "I wasn't working my program. I wasn't ready to get sober. I was sneaking on planes, sneaking in bathrooms, sneaking in throughout the night. Nobody knew." LaVon has also stated that her drug and alcohol addictions caused her to not only nearly overdose several times, but later began to impact her ability to perform and promote her third studio album, Unbroken, referencing the 2012 performance on the 11th season of American Idol, where she was severely hungover after her management team had expressed their intentions to leave her. LaVon agreed to resume treatment and counseling for her addictions, leading to her move to a sober living facility in Los Angeles with roommates and responsibilities to help her overcome her drug and alcohol problems. But that really didn't stop there. On July 24th of 2018, she was rushed to Cedar Sinai Medical Center in LA after emergency services were called to her home due to an opioid overdose. She was reported to be stable and recovery later in the day. LaVon was reported to have overdosed on oxycodone laced with fentanyl and was revived with naloxone. She was hospitalized for 2 weeks and subsequently entered an inpatient rehab facility. In December 2018, she took to Twitter to dismiss rumors regarding her overdose and wanted to thank her fans, writing, "If I feel like the world needs to know something, I will tell them myself. All my fans need to know is I'm working hard on myself. I'm happy and clean, and I'm so grateful for their support." She wanted to add that someday she would tell the world that what exactly happened, why it happened, and what my life is like today. But until I'm ready to share that with people, please stop praying and make it a blank because there's a cuss word in her statement. Anyway, that you know nothing about. I still need space and time to heal. Later revealed in the 2020 interview for the Ellen DeGeneres Show that her worsening struggles with bulimia in 2018 contributed to her eventual drug overdose, as she relapsed 3 months prior to the incident due to being extremely unhappy. She attributed these struggles to the extreme measures that her then-manager, Phil McIntyre, took to control what she ate. LaVon further explained that along with the controlling nature of her management team, they did not provide her with the help she needed, calling people checking what my hours at Starbucks were on my bank statements, just things like that. It led me to being really unhappy and bulimia got really bad. And I asked for help and I didn't receive the help that I needed. Moreover, she recalled that her thought process the night she realized following 6 years of sobriety was as follows. "I'm 6 years sober and I'm miserable. I'm even more miserable than I was when I was drinking. Why am I sober?" When LaVon confronted her management team about her thoughts, they responded with, "You're being very selfish. This will ruin things for not just you, but for us as well." Which she says made her feel completely abandoned due to her triggering underlying abandonment issues with her birth father, and so she drank that night. On May 11, 2019, via an Instagram post, she revealed that she had signed with new manager Scooter Braun. She shared that she couldn't be happier, inspired, and excited to begin this next chapter. Throughout the year, LaVon teased fans on social media with hints of new music and revealed in August that a new album was on the way. In August 2019, it was revealed that LaValle had joined the cast of Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of the Fire Saga, a Netflix original film directed by David Dobkin, based on the song competition of the same name. LaValle is set to star alongside Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams. This marks LaValle's first acting role since guest starring Glee in 2013. Landing Mom, after teasing that she had begun working on a new project, she revealed via Instagram post that she will be making a return to television with a guest role in the final season of the NBC revival of Will and Grace. LaValle was announced to be the host of the 46th People's Choice Awards, which aired back on November 15th of 2020. In January 2020, it was revealed that LaValle would make her return to music later that month with a performance of her comeback single A1 at the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards. The song was released on iTunes immediately following the performance and marked LaValle's first musical appearance since her hiatus. On February 2nd, she performed the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl LIV. A few days later, she will host a talk show, Pillow Talk with Demi Lovato, on the new video streaming platform Quibi. On March 6th, she released a new single called I Love Me. On April 16th, LaValle released a collaboration titled I'm Ready with singer-songwriter Sam Smith. In June 2020, it was announced that YouTube will release a four-part documentary series following LaValle's life. The currently entitled project will be directed by Michael D. Reiner, reportedly showcase LaValle's personal and musical journey over the past 3 years. A remix of Lonely Hearts by JoJo featuring LaValle was released on August 28th. At the 2020 VMAs, she was nominated for two VMAs for her song I Love Me, becoming the first artist in VMA's history to receive a nomination every year for 8 consecutive years. On September 30th, she released Still Have Me via Twitter. On October 14th, she released a political ballad titled Commander-in-Chief ahead of the 2020 United States presidential election. Mental health is a very serious issue, and people should make time to learn that it's not funny. Mental health is really a problem everyone goes through. I feel bad for LaValle because she was trying to be so sober, trying to make us proud. But I'm glad she's still alive to this day. Who knows what will happen if we ever lost her?
Stories, and I realized when I got older that they were his delusions, that he actually believed them. And when he passed away, all of that anger and resentment, it went away. And I just had a ton of compassion for him because I felt sorry that I couldn't help him. And I could have helped him. But in return, I decided to write this song. And I put it in my set list because it's important to me that I'm able to grow and I'm able to heal from that experience. So I hope that none of you can relate to this song, but this is Father.
Alright, you guys, that's it for this episode of Where Are They Now. I'm just glad that Demi is still alive today because this will be a very emotional loss for fans everywhere and her family. So I'm just hope she's taking time to get some help, and I'm wondering where will her music journey will go on through the past in upcoming years. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you guys support Demi because I know she's going to need a lot of support. Anyway, I love you guys. Hope to see you in the next episode.